أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا فهل وجدتم ما وعد ربكم حقا قالوا نعم فأذن مؤذن بينهم اللعنة الله على الظالمين الذين يصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا وهم بالآخرة كافرون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 44 and 45 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the conversation between the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam. The verses before, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about the plight of the disbelievers and then of the believers. Here Allah Ta'ala speaks about after entry into Jannah, the people of Jannah speaking to the people of Jahannam. A few verses later, the opposite will also take place. And in between, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the people of Al-A'raf. Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ The people of Jannah will call out أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ to the people of the fire. أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدَنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقًّا That did you find what our Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, has promised us to be true? فَهَلْ وَجَدَنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقًّا Certainly we found what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has promised us to be true. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا Have you found what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala promised you to be true? In this world, we all live together. And in this world, those that have brought Iman will practice the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They will invite those that are wrong, doing wrong, wrongdoers. The believers will invite the kuffar. Sometimes we'll find the opposite, the kuffar inviting the believers. All of that takes place in this world. But obviously, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made the promise to the believers of Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala has promised the disbelievers otherwise. And hence, in this way, when they have now entered Jannah, they will ask this question, that we had found whatever Allah Ta'ala has promised us to be true. Have you found whatever Allah Ta'ala promised you to be true? So they will reply, قَالُوا نَعَمْ They will say yes. Now this conversation between the people of Jannah and Jahannam, in various places of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about it. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown that this conversation will take place despite the fact that Jannah and Jahannam are totally two different places, but there will be points of meeting where fattala'a, Allah ta'ala speaks about the word ittala'a, that the people of Jannah will be able to peep into Jahannam and see the people of Jahannam, that all the time you had been doing wrong, you had been inviting us towards wrong, and now fortunately we hadn't followed you, and Allah Ta'ala had saved us from this. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ Those people who had brought Iman, they will be sitting on high couches, and Allah Ta'ala will show them the view of the people of the fire of Jahannam. And in this way, Allah Ta'ala speaks about this interaction between the people of Jannah and Jahannam. Those after they say yes, فَأَذَّنَا مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ Then a caller will call out between them, أَلَّعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ That the la'nat, the curse of Allah Ta'ala be upon the wrongdoers. In other words, they had done wrong, now they will earn what they had done. Who are these wrongdoers? الَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Those who stopped others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People were on the verge of bringing Iman, they stopped them from bringing Iman. People were on the verge of practicing righteously, they stopped them. That is the one aspect. The second is, وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا And they found fault, crookedness, with the deen of Allah Ta'ala, with the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many were those kuffar that would criticize the Quran Sharif, and they will try to find fault. and they will attribute this to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa na'udhu billah, saying that he had been bewitched, etc. In these days, in these times, we will find people studying the deen of Allah Ta'ala, the Orientalists, for example. They seem to be sincere, or they will appear to be sincere, but however, they will create such doubts in the hearts of people by asking questions that will not be able to be easily answered by the masses, simply because we do not have knowledge of this Quran Sharif. And the result of all of this is that it shows out to be a crookedness, a fault in the Quran, because of our lack of understanding. And in that way, they then turn people away from the Kitab of Allah and the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ كَافِرُونَ. And the most important thing about all of it is that they are deniers of the hereafter, and they have never brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Ahl Jannah, the people of Jannah, that whatever Allah promised them, they had received. And of course, the question will be that in Jahannam, have you received what Allah Ta'ala had promised you? May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.